To those involved in the day-to-day design and construction of concrete roads, the Concrete Pavement Manual is an invaluable tool explaining techniques and setting standards for the industry. What part have the DMR and the RTA played in its development? Jeff Ayton.
The Concrete Pavement Manual was first compiled in 1983, and I did a lot of that work with a great deal of help from Ed Haber. Since then, we've tried to refine it over the years. It was reprinted in 1991, and it now really requires an update again, and we hope to do that in the next 12 months. We also hope to add a set of model documents to it, showing all of our standard design procedures, and that would be a fairly substantial development. The manual is used in various places throughout Asia for concrete pavement construction, and it's even used as a reference document by some of the leading authorities in America, and the FHWA, for example, the Federal Highway Administration in Washington, D.C., uses it as a reference source on various issues. Now, that's not to say that it's accepted as a worldwide Bible, but I think it's accurate to say that some aspects of it and some issues that are covered in the Concrete Pavement Manual are treated as a reference source.
Well, that's a very big plus for the RTA, isn't it, to have that accepted?
Yes, it is. It's a great compliment. From another point of view, it's a little frustrating because if we had the time and resources to put into that manual, I think we could turn it into probably the best concrete pavement manual in the world.